We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, everybody. Producer Dan here, and welcome to the Carson and Kennedy podcast for Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. It is our first day. Everybody's split up in isolation. Carson is working from home. Kennedy and Annie are in Quincy, and I am the last man standing in the studio, so we talk a little about that. We have an all-time epic War of the Roses for you. Kennedy's friend Kayla calls into the show and tells us about what it's like to be quarantined with her ex-husband and their kids. That's a weird living situation. And to end the show, some Chalk Talk. That's where we hand the phone lines over to the kids who are being homeschooled and working from home right now, and we let them talk about whatever they want to talk about. Enjoy!
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and if I have this all right, Kennedy is the South Shore annex of the program with Annie in her living room in Quincy. And Annie, you're there?
Yeah.
Okay. She's voguing right now. Would you please
Dan, are you there?
I am here. Dan, if I wasn't here, there'd be a big problem.
Yeah.
Dan, if it weren't for Dan, we'd have no show today. So justice for Dan.
Dan, I just want to give you a hug.
I know, seeing your face for the first time on this Skype here, just I can't tell you.
I'm giddy.
I'm a little teary-eyed.
I said that to somebody yesterday. It's going to be hugs on sight when I see you.
Oh, you don't even know.
It's going to be a time.
And
I won't let go.
I'm in the. I'm now in the Charlestown annex of the program. I am sitting in
How does it feel?
It's weird. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You'll get used to it. Yeah, I know it's hard. I mean, it's still, we've been here for 2 weeks now, and it's still.
You just don't feel like you're at work.
It has its challenges. It's hard to like do the things you normally do and get your work done because you just don't feel right. But you have to, I mean, obviously, we have to make it work, and we have to do it because we have to. That's our jobs. People need to laugh, Carson.
Are you wearing pajama bottoms or jeans, Carson?
By the way, I'm hearing an echo from somebody. I don't know if somebody has a laptop on or something like that. But I am, Producer Dan, it's funny, I'm actually, that was a conversation that I had with myself when I got this morning. I was like, what do I wear to work now that I'm just walking downstairs to my wife's office? I'm wearing my pajama pants and just a sleep shirt. Yes,
right.
I'm in my pajamas.
That's fair, the first day.
And my slippers. Yeah. But it just threw me off completely. So, you know, I have a routine. And if you watch me get up for work every day, it's really kind of creepy. I look like a ride that's been at Disney World since the 40s. It's the exact same.
We all do this. It's all the, especially as early as we get up, you got to make things right and fast and get out the door.
It is like you could follow the you know, like the race cars that are on a track that never go off that track. That's me at 4 o'clock in the morning every day when I get ready.
It's all of us. Yeah.
So that was weird. I was like, I slept in a little bit later, which I'm not gonna lie, that was
oh my gosh, this is the only part that's probably good, is the fact that you get maybe a good 45 minutes more sleep than you normally
but I feel
do.
Like I'm late every time I wake up. I'm like,
kidding?
I'm late.
Elvis still wakes up at 2:30 ready to eat, so there's that.
Yeah, right.
So I'm I'm downstairs on the first floor of our house. So our house isn't that big, it's just very tall. We have four floors. And the whole conversation I was having with Lana was like, where am I going to set up? Because Barrett's here. He's homeschooling. And
then you were I'm going right in the living room. And I'm like, the hell he will.
and then my wife runs her monogramming business out of the house, too. And so she has an office. So I actually, she graciously allowed me to set up in her office. So she has her desk, and then she has like a table where she does all the cutting and everything for the design.
Are you going to
work?
Learn to embroider while you're there? And
I am
so
not.
Will you make us presents? Please.
I have two huge machines on either side of me. And I set up we're just trying to make do with the stuff that we have, right? So I found an iPad from like 2008. It's cracked. I actually got it to download Skype so I can see Annie and Kennedy and Dan through Skype on this iPad.
How come you didn't do it on your computer?
Because I'm using my computer to do my work on.
Me too.
Yeah, I know, but it's I want to be able to see you all the time, even though I'm looking because I got to read Campy Kennedy questions or read stories or whatever, and I want to still be able to see your face at the same time. So I have two devices, and so but the iPad, it won't stay up; it keeps sliding down. And so
I'm looking behind you, and I see so many accoutrements on the wall that certainly one of those things must be able to jam under there and get it right.
I have some reservations about you being in a monogram room all the time. I don't think you should be around sharp stuff that much.
There's so many sharp things.
You have so many tools, you can MacGyver that thing in a second.
Well, there's I right now I'm using a what's it called? It's like a little circular thing that you put a bunch of pins in.
It's called a pin cushion.
A pin cushion. I'm using my wife's pin cushion to hold up my 2008 iPad so that I can see the two of you. This is that professional broadcast radio. We are getting it done this morning.
It doesn't matter what it looks like on your end. No one can see it. It's what it sounds like. And the fact that we're still here and going to make you giggle at least a little bit.
Right.
That's the plan.
So we are here. We are continuing on with the show. That is what we are doing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kelly is in for War of the Roses. Kelly, why do you need to do this today?
Well, okay, something very strange happened when I went out to dinner with my boyfriend last week. We decided to go to a nicer restaurant because we were celebrating our one-year anniversary. So I made the reservations, and we showed up to the restaurant, you know, gave our name at the front desk and waited. And we weren't there for more than 5 minutes before he turned completely white and said, "We have to leave." And I was like, "Why?" I was so confused. Like, we really wanted to go there. And he said, "Oh, well, I just want to go somewhere else." So he just wouldn't give a reason, but there's obviously a reason. So we went to another place and had dinner, but it was really awkward. And he hardly looked at me, wouldn't answer when I asked why we had left that restaurant. It was so weird. I don't understand. Something is going on.
Wow.
That's weird.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Like, what would make him turn white? Let's find out.
He saw something in that restaurant. Okay, so you know how roses works then, right? We're going to keep you on the line. You'd be very quiet. Kennedy is going to pretend to work for a cell phone company offering up the dozen long-stemmed red roses. Shelly?
Yes.
Is the name that Kennedy is going to use. And again, Kelly, just be very quiet while this is unfolding, okay?
Okay, thanks, you guys.
All right, it's Mark Kennedy.
Got it.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Mark?
Speaking.
Hi, Mark. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. Oh, I'm actually calling from our customer service department. We just want to thank you for being a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the United States today free of charge.
Wow. I mean, there's no catch or anything?
Nope.
Wow. Wow, roses. That's actually perfect. God, I have someone I need to apologize to, so.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Honestly, it's really bad. Yeah, it's so bad. You won't judge me, right?
You would not believe the things I have heard. Your secret is safe with me, I promise.
Jeez, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but, I hooked up with a girl the other day, and then when I went to take my girlfriend to dinner, we went out, like, have a nice dinner, and the girl was the waitress there at the restaurant. So I almost died. It was awful.
You are going to wish you were dead.
Wait, what?
I thought
you said you wouldn't judge me. We just talked about...
No, wait, so... Mark?
Yeah?
Hey.
What's going on?
This is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We call this War of the Roses.
My God. Are you kidding? I'm on the radio?
You are so disgusting.
I can't believe
it. It was our anniversary dinner, you piece of...
I know. Look, I felt bad. I was sending roses to apologize.
Apologize for what? Screwing another woman or ruining our anniversary dinner?
I guess both.
You are unbelievable. Go find your whole bad waitress. I hope you are very happy together. I'd like to warn her to not stay for longer than a year because you can't keep it in your pants for longer than that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So that just happened.
Yeah, no, that really did just happen. I just can't believe you guys, though. You totally trapped me, like you set me up. And I want to call your boss right now. That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I want his number.
All right, his name is Sal.
and he likes roses way more than we do.
Yeah. You got problems.
What's the number?
Oh, you really want it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. 617.
All right.
Good luck.
That's a first.
Yeah, he's going to call Sal angry. He's going to calm down real quick.
Yeah.
I want that recording.
That's not the man you raise your voice to.
Yeah. Sal knows a lot of bad words I've never heard before.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy. Yeah.
All right, guys. So some good news today. Gary Sinise, of course, known as being Captain Dan and known for his dedication to veterans and emergency workers, is now in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak. He is launching the emergency. They literally were asleep until the second the mic went up.
They love the Dirty on the 30. Who doesn't?
Yes. They do.
Kennedy is fostering some puppies, in case you don't know. So Kennedy is at her house. Annie is there.
No worries.
Dan is in the studio, and I'm in my house. Puppies are now being handed out around the living room.
Their first nap was very short.
They just want some loving.
So he is addressing the needs of emergency workers, mainly giving them grants to get personal protective equipment, also known as PPE, if you're not sure what that means, as you've been hearing it so much. When answering COVID-19 service calls, they are also providing financial assistance to service members, veterans, first responders, and their families who have been impacted by the coronavirus. Lieutenant Dan, you are an angel.
I got to tell you, the work that he does with his foundation is awesome.
Campaign called the Emergency COVID-19 Combat Service. And we have many initiatives there to ensure that our first responder departments can carry out their duties with protective gear and special protective equipment to keep them safe, and that will help keep their families safe while they're responding to COVID-19 calls.
So Carol Baskin has been under intense scrutiny ever since Tiger King came out.
She murdered her husband.
Allegedly, Dan, allegedly.
I know what I saw.
So if you haven't, to review, Netflix's latest documentary exposes the world of some of the biggest exotic wild animal collectors in the United States and tells the story of the rivalry between her and a guy named Joe Exotic. And one of the more intriguing stories involves the disappearance of her ex-husband, Don Lewis. Mm-hmm. The series implies that she killed Don, fed him to the big cats, a claim she has vehemently denied, but the Florida sheriff, as we told you yesterday, is asking for leads in the case. And now one of her ex-boyfriends is speaking out.
You don't say, Kennedy.
Oh. About to say. His name is Jay Bacall. He dated Carol after Don's disappearance, but before her current marriage to that sweet Howard Baskin.
Poor Howard.
Like Don before him, Jay filed a restraining order against her. In the request, he revealed that he'd asked her what would happen if Don came back. And she said, dead bodies can't talk.
Oh, do you think, was he a mob guy or something, Kennedy? What was his deal?
No,
he was just a successful businessman.
Was he? Yeah. I just remember he had a ton of money. Right.
He was a very rich, a very successful businessman, and he simply liked big cats, and that was that.
He was going to dump her, and she was like, nope.
Well, didn't they allude to in the documentary that she had run him through a meat grinder, and then she addressed that. She said that meat grinder was too small. And I was like, who knows that?
She specifically said only a fist can fit through. And if you know that only a fist can fit through, you know what the rest can.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm sorry. We've all seen Fargo.
Exactly. When she said that, I was like, who knows only a fist would fit through a meat grinder?
As if things couldn't get worse, now some of her former employees are attacking Big Cat Rescue for deceptive business practices. She claims the place is a wildlife sanctuary, but they're saying it was more like a breeding place. Now, they talked about this in the documentary. In that she started as doing this. She knew she did.
Right.
And then she realized it was bad, and so she wanted to change her model. Yeah. So I don't think that that's anything new. However, the one person I would not like on my side would be O.J. Simpson.
I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone.
Stop.
He's not wrong.
Stop.
The show is crazy. But it's so crazy, you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Shishimi right now.
That's funny.
He's also encouraging her to write a book calling If I Did It.
So. Yeah, one murderer recognizes another murderer. Yeah. That's what it is.
And if you want to know how to shoot a jump shot, you ask Michael Jordan. If you want to know who a murderer is, you ask O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
And stop with the white people stuff. Michael Jackson's alligators were at that farm when he got burned up, okay, when they burned up all the videotape.
That was just
funny.
Yeah,
he's just saying.
I'm just saying. Well,
no. White people be white wild people. And out having.
I don't know. We do be crazy.
Really, there are certain things that we do as a race that are just silly. And guys, I'm trying to end every day on a good note. And I don't care what you think of Lindsay Lohan. I need you to take all that away just okay. for a moment. You know, okay. I've always been Team Lohan and I always support her. And even no matter how crazy she's gotten, but she has dropped a snippet of new music. It's called Back to Me.
Oh, but I know that everything changes. All things turn to basics. Now I'm coming back to me. To me, yeah. To me, yeah. To me, yeah.
So okay. She says the song is about rediscovering and accepting oneself, shutting out the noise and moving forward and letting the past go, living in the now. It comes one day after her comeback announcement on Tuesday, which contained a best of montage capped with a proclamation that I'm back. It would be her first music in 12 years if it indeed comes out.
I love that you love her. I think it is awesome.
Everybody deserves second or third chances. It's fine.
No, you're absolutely. And I like that you support her. But that song is so bad. I never want to hear it.
I know. Let's run it back real quick.
No, don't do
too
that.
Too late. I get the button.
If I'd have played her on New Music Friday and didn't tell you who it was, I disagree.
No, we'd have trashed it.
You wouldn't have. You're only saying that because it's Lindsay Lohan.
No, it's not true. It's just not good. I don't mind. I like Kennedy. I don't mind the lyrics.
If this was Dua Lipa.
And I'd have been like, that Dua Lipa, that is nuts. Yeah, exactly. Stop.
Honestly, it just kind of sounds like every pop song.
I never should have told you who it was. It would have been a totally different thing. Dan, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, it's fine. It just sounds like every other pop song out, really.
No, it does not. Dua Lipa bops. Don't even play.
All right.
Coming up,
I will fight you, Dan. You mess with my Dua Lipa.
I'm not that invested in Dua Lipa. You can have this one, bro. You win.
It ain't that deep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, it is Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and we now have a fully socially distancing show. I'm at my house in Charlestown. Kennedy and Annie are down on the South Shore annex of the show in Quincy, and then producer Dan is all by himself running things back at the
all
radio station.
All by myself,
don't want to live.
And, you know, what's going on in the world today, obviously, is forcing us all to reexamine how we live our lives. I mean, my wife just walked down from downstairs. I'm set up in her office, and relationships, the way you have relationships, the way that they work. You know, if you're a single person and trying to date, that's got to be really difficult. Or if you're in a relationship maybe where you're separated or divorced and you have kids, what do you do in that situation? Kennedy's friend Kayla is in the middle of that right now, and what she did was just so shocking to me that we decided
to
have
you.
I was just like, I can't even believe you did
him.
So Kayla, good morning. Tell everybody what it is. Is it your ex-husband or your ex-boyfriend?
No, it's my ex-husband.
Tell everybody what's happening with your ex-husband right now.
So normally he would have them on the weekends, and he has two elderly parents at home in his home.
Right.
And he just really does not want to go through quarantine without his kids. And so I said, you do what you want. So he's here at the house.
So your ex-husband has moved in.
So what happened was,
yes.
I'm looking at her page because I check it every day. Kayla and I went to high school together. I've known her since freshman year. And she was like, she put up some video and it was like divorce life in the house. And it was all the kids and him and her. And I was like, I'm sorry. I texted her message. I'm sorry, what now? What's happening? But I guess it makes perfect sense to me in that you can't do visitation. You can't have kids going back and forth. And God bless your heart.
How long have you been divorced, Kayla?
We've been divorced 5 years in June.
Wow. I can't even be in the same state as my ex-wife.
Well, it's a super special situation because we do have the three girls, and they really love him. Like, it's not like there's no torment, there's no whatever. The only torment is having to deal with him flirt in my house over the phone.
Oh, my God, is he talking to a girlfriend?
Stop.
Could be a girlfriend, could be some random woman off the street. I don't know.
Babe, I'm on Tinder. Kayla, quiet down.
I have a pit for you. I'd be like, you're not flirting very well. It didn't work on me. It's not going to work on her.
Can you imagine the woman he's talking to on the other line? She's like, oh, is that your mom in the background? No, it's my ex-wife. I live with her.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
So I went
I went by
Kayla's house a couple of days ago. I drove down to where she lives because Kayla has her own cooking company in her home and she cooks for other folks, which has had to shut down, obviously, but she needed to use up the rest of the food. And I'm like, for me, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I pull up to the curb and a couple of the kids come out like 6 feet away from the car and just wait for it. And I asked your daughter, I said, how's it going? She goes, a little weird. But she's like, but it's great that they're both here. It's nice that we can all do this together. And I just think, it didn't even occur to me because I don't live in this country, but how hard it must be if you have kids who want to see their dad or mom and you can't, and you just got to make what works.
Yeah. Right.
Did you tell him he gets a guest room? He didn't get your room, right?
No, God, no.
Is he down in the basement room?
He's down in the basement, and
I have the master
bedroom, and I have the kitchen. So, I mean, the upper hand has changed a little bit here.
That's what we like to hear.
It's my house.
So it's Carson and Kennedy. We're talking to Kennedy's friend, Kayla, from high school, who, with everything that's happening in the world today, has allowed her ex-husband to move back in. So, Kayla, one question before I let you go. Let's say it's a Friday night, a couple of glasses of wine, a little Netflix, a little chill. Has there been any chemistry in the house since he's moved back in?
I will tell you, Carson, that I would rather cut both of my feet off.
Carson, I will tell you that if that happened, I will drive down there, break social distancing, and pull everyone out of that house.
I don't know. Couple bottles of wine in.
No, we know.
Change.
There's a reason you're divorced.
How Kayla got a groove back.
I just get back on Facebook, Carson.
Yeah, this isn't even a funny joke, you guys. Seriously, nope.
Kayla, thanks for coming on the show. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
I love you.
Right.
Bye, Kayla.
I love you too, honey. Bye.
Good luck.
Oh, she's amazing.
There goes
she's
Kennedy's
the one of the funniest
Kayla.
People you will ever meet in your entire life.
She's like, I'd rather cut both my feet off than hook back
and
up with my ex.
It's like a Saw movie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to talk about The Masked Singer now. So spoiler alert. Although I'm going to be honest, I don't feel like this was a spoiler alert because Dan called this like 8 months ago.
From the jump.
So they had an April Fool's Day thing last night, you guys.
Yes.
And it was going to be all three groups and they were going to do it in front of guest judge Snoop Dogg. Except it wasn't Snoop Dogg. It was Nick Cannon's friend, Eric.
What?
What?
Huh?
Exactly. It was not work. It didn't work.
Eric?
So a whole bunch
don't
of people
promise
say,
Snoop Dogg and bring Eric. That's not
okay,
going to go over
Eric.
Well.
Eric. For Rizzle, Eric Kissel.
That is not Trizzle.
However, it became time for the unmasking, but not before the White Tiger sang this.
Ah, too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing.
Oh, it's Oprah. It's Oprah, right?
So there we had it. Rob Gronkowski was finally revealed in the shocking
what?
Turn that all of us needed.
Wow. Did they Kennedy. Pretend to be shocked on the judges?
Mind blown.
That's what I... Did they all go, no?
No.
You don't right. say.
Because they no all idea. Knew.
Man, I thought it was somebody else.
All right. And then something really great happened. The Masked Singer decided to donate $10,000 10,000 FDA-approved N95 masks. Ken Jeong took to Twitter to announce it. Here's what he had to say.
Hi, this is Ken Jeong. Fox and The Masked Singer have purchased 10,000 FDA-approved N95 surgical masks. They arrived in New York yesterday and will be delivered to hospitals in dire need of equipment. On behalf of everybody on The Masked Singer, we are sending all of our love, thoughts, and best wishes to all affected by coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19. Stay safe and healthy, and love you.
I wonder how they got them. I heard they're like hard to find. Like, how do you broker that deal, right?
Well, you find someone who's got some. A lot of places have found them that they didn't know they had. A lot of people are making them. You know, all that sort of stuff. So, some sad news to report. Adam Schlesinger, a musician and songwriter, regarded for his work as member of Fountains of Wayne, and he was an Emmy-winning songwriter for TV's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, has died as a result of the coronavirus. He was only 52. So those of you that think it's an old person's disease, it is not. And those of you thinking 52 is old, it's not.
No. Oh, what? Say that again.
52 is not old.
Thank you.
Not even close to being old.
Kennedy, love you, did Kennedy. He have any complications at all, or was he a regularly healthy guy?
They're saying he died Wednesday morning. He had previously been reported Tuesday morning as very sick and heavily sedated by his attorney. He had been in an upstate hospital for more than a week at that time. Do you know he was an EGOT contender? He'd
Stop
been
it.
Nominated for Oscars, Tonys, Grammys, and Emmys.
That's wow. amazing.
Yeah, so he won two trophies for his Crazy Ex-Girlfriend work and picked up one, winning in the Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics category for the song Antidepressants Are So Not a Big Deal. He was a 10-time Emmy nominee in all, five of those for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, as which he served as the executive music producer. Five more nominations came for his contribution to the Tony Awards, Sesame Street, and a Stephen Colbert Christmas special.
Wow.
He was a talented guy.
Super sad.
Indeed. And do you guys know where Fountains of Wayne came from?
Where?
The mall, right?
Nope.
No.
Fountains of Wayne. Hang on, hold on. Fountains of Wayne came from, I have no idea.
They had a teacher named Wayne.
An episode of The Sopranos. They had to go somewhere, and the place was called Fountains of Wayne.
You're kidding.
Nope. And Carson, this one is just for you. I'm trying to bring a happy thing at the end of the dirties. Last hour was Lindsay Lohan, and you're all haters. But today, Carson, today, this is literally just for you. Larry David telling you to stay home.
You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Well, not me. I have nothing to do with you. I'll never see you. But, you know, other old people who might be your relatives. But the problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I mean, I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright.
I love him. Stupid. What a great guy.
I knew you were
guy.
Going to enjoy that,
you know,
just for you, Carson.
I've never watched Curb Your Enthusiasm or Seinfeld in my life.
I tried Curb Your Enthusiasm, couldn't get through that third
episode. I have
it
on. I have the entire series on DVD, Dan, if you want to borrow it.
I think he's hilarious. I've just never watched either of those shows.
I've watched him, and I like the Gary Shandling show. I just wasn't a huge Seinfeld
guy. I'm just not an angry old white man, so for me, it just doesn't seem to work.
But I feel like Dan's a Curb Your Enthusiasm guy.
I feel like
Dan kind of humor.
Would like Curb,
if he likes that dry humor,
yeah,
you
that's
know?
Yeah, that's true.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. We are now going to turn over the show to the kids. Have your kids call in. We are calling this Chalk Talk.
We know homeschooling is tough. Your mom can't do math, and your dad can't tell the difference between the Atlantic and the Pacific. So this is for you. Carson and Kennedy's Chalk Talk. Call now, 617-931-1234, and let us know what you did today. Did you learn something new? Did you find a new Fortnite dance? Do you just need to talk to someone who isn't related to you? This is your time. Carson and Kennedy's Chalk Talk.
You could be like that one kid who spent $15,000 on Fortnite skins and whatever. So 617-931-1234, calling right now for Chalk Talk. Caleb is 11 years old. Is that right, Caleb?
Yep.
So how's it going homeschooling, buddy?
Okay. Really, I'm just working on stuff that we were already doing before, you know, social distancing.
Right. And has your, now, did your mom have any background with teaching in the past or anything like that?
No.
No, no.
Not
no.
really.
Yeah.
Has she doing well to help you, or is she just not even trying?
Well, she's kind of helping. I don't... Really, the stuff that I do, I know it mostly well. I'm just practicing so I don't forget.
Oh, you're one of those smart kids.
Yeah, you sound wicked smart, Caleb.
He's
you
like,
really
this is
do.
Slight work, baby.
What's the hardest part of this for you?
Probably not being able to talk to my friends or go to school.
Can you guys talk to each other over the phone or like on FaceTime or anything like that?
Yeah, but another one is lacrosse. I wish I could play lacrosse.
Oh, now you midi attack or you play defense? What you got going on there?
Goalie.
Oh, you're a goalie?
Wow.
Baller.
Okay,
dude. Cool. Dude, being a goalie in lacrosse, forget that mess.
Caleb, have you been waking up later, or are you still trying to stay on the same schedule as your mom, you know, banging on your door?
Usually later. Usually a little later, so I have a little extra sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. And you have
a silver lining.
So Caleb's 11. He's a fan of the show. And you have a sister. Her name is Rebecca. How old is Rebecca?
No, Rebecca's my mom.
Oh, my apologies. Delilah is, how old is Delilah?
5.
5. Oh.
Are you helping out with her?
Yeah.
What?
Do you help out with her or do you just pretend she doesn't exist? Either answer's fine.
A little bit of both.
No, right. Yep.
Caleb, I don't care about your schooling. Do you know what Dunkaroos are?
No.
Oh, they're coming back. You got to try them. That's the most amazing. Important thing I have to say. Dunkaroos, best classroom snack.
Oh, classroom snack. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Caleb, because classroom snacks anymore. my wife is trying to teach my son cursive. They don't teach cursive in school, do they? Did you ever learn that?
Yes, I did. I learned it in third grade.
Oh, look at that.
Old school.
Well, yeah. So
that's when I learned it too, third grade. Yeah.
Hey, Caleb, so what is the first thing you're going to do when they say doors are open, you can go outside and do whatever you want? What are you going to do?
Either lacrosse or going over one of my friend's house.
All right. What's up? Before we let you go, Caleb,
cradle with each other.
Real quick, what's the name of your lacrosse team? Where do you play?
Kingston Kalax.
Kingston Kalax?
The Kalax.
Okay.
All right. Kingston Kalax. Lax bro. Do you have Lax bro flow? Do you have the flow, the hair?
Yeah.
Oh, Annie, he's got Lax Bro flow.
Caleb's a cool kid.
That means he doesn't have to worry about getting it cut.
Must be.
Yeah, I used to have long hair, too.
To have more.
All right. Well, you have a great time doing the homeschooling, and I'm sure you can't wait to get back to class, and we appreciate you listening this morning, okay?
Thank you.
All right. There goes Caleb.
Google Dunkaroos.
Delilah and Rebecca's mom. So we're going to try and do this every Thursday where we get a kid that's on homeschooling, just a little chalk talk to find out how things are going. So, and again, you can still listen to the show. There's radio.com app, and there's also the, whether you're doing the Google, the Alexa, whatever, you just say, hey, play Mix 104.1 Boston. That is it for us. We are done. Have a good day.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.